I had my hand up in the air when Paul Stanley asked that question. How many of you like rock and roll music? Well, we wouldn't be doing this and we wouldn't be listening to this if we didn't. Kiss going back to the Revenge album. And a question for the class. How many of you guys out there love that album? Boy, that was a great comeback album for Kiss. And in my mind, Kiss never went away. So Revenge, God gave rock and roll to you, which little trivia, if you weren't hip to the fact that that song was originally released by the band Argent. And as the story goes, Gene Simmons loved the song but hated the lyrics and actually did some type of a payment settlement with the band and the authors of the song to change the words when Kiss recorded it. But great nonetheless. Police, by request for Brian and Wexford, I Can't Stand Losing You. Before that, classic blues from Luther Allison, Cherry Red Wine, Wishbone Ash going out to Eddie and Shaler. That was a cool deep cut from the album Wishbone Ash 4. So many things to say, and you know, second time was the charm tonight. CD player played it just fine. Brand new Billy Crane. Boy, how about that for burning up the Southern Rock dual lead guitars? Track was called Scarecrow from his latest album, Hoodie. So I was talking with the Mockster with Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9. And I said, hey, Mockster, look in the new vinyl bin. There's some new country music. And if you've ever listened to Viva La Mock, one of the things that's always amazing to me is how he mixes indie rock with classic country, which I don't think I could do if I tried, but he does it and he makes it work in it. It makes those two genres mesh really well. So he reached out to me. He says, I looked at the new music vinyl bin and I don't see any new country. And I said, that's because you skipped over the new Ringo Starr. That's right. Ringo Starr from the Beatles. Bunch of Hoopla wanted to do an all country album, and he has. And he's been very busy the last few years. He's been releasing new music left and right and leaving Sir Paul in his dust as he just keeps putting more and more stuff out there, and it's all been terrific. Well, give this tune a listen. I played it for the first time a couple weeks ago. It's the title track from the new Ringo Starr country album. This is Look Up. Guys.
I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till someday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end. Dancing in the moonlight, it's got me in its spotlight. It's all right. Dancing in the moonlight on this long, hot summer night.
Richie Onore from Sweet, and there's nobody sweeter than that rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh.
about that brand new music from the American version of Sweet. A track came out the day after last week's show, so I couldn't play it. I couldn't play it immediately for you. I had to wait a week. But what do you think about that? That thing, does that rock? I think it rocks. And of course, American version of Sweet, there's two versions. Wait, you, the band you just heard and a band in England are both laying claim to the Sweet throne. New music here in WRCT. Track was called Insane. Before that, Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. I was talking a little earlier about going down rabbit holes on YouTube. Watched a great documentary about the life and crimes of Phil Lynott and the guys in the band. And he was just, everybody in the band just absolutely loved him. What a shame. But what a great tune, Dancing in the Moonlight from the Bad Reputation album. And then we did a couple solo Beatles tracks. Some live Sir Paul McCartney, There's Good Rockin' Tonight, and the latest title track from the new Ringo Starr country album. The track was called Look Up. So this final half hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, you can email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for the final part of tonight's show. But don't worry, we've got time to go and music to play and requests to get to. So we open up that set with some country Ringo Starr. And of course, Courts in Session is rock and roll, country, and soul. So how about we play the title track from the brand new Dwight Yoakam album? This thing is a gem. If you love Dwight Yoakam, you will not be disappointed with this new album. Just came out about 2 months ago, not even. Title track is called Better Days. WRCT 88.3 FM.
Brighter days are up ahead. Brighter days, that's what you said the first time you ever spoke to me. Brighter days are bound to come. Around each corner shines a sun. Brighter days. what you said the first time you ever spoke to me. Brighter days are bound to come. Around each corner shines the sun. Brighter days.
this love in this dream. Sand, water, the earth beneath my feet. I feel complete. I wake to darkness, remembering the fear I'm really here. So far away. Love.
new Pittsburgh rock and roll from the Borsal Boys. Title track from their new album, Time Bomb. They were here in the station last week and caused a lot of mayhem. And a lot of fun. Rocky Lamondi, Vinnie Queer. New album is fantastic. I only got my hands on it last week. And really, really enjoy that. Before that, the latest from Stryper. Boy, their last three albums, each album gets better and better. The track was called When We Were Kings. And before that, request going out to Jake in Mount Oliver. Brand new Status Quo, Fighting with the Pack, told me a story of his college days discovering the band. Cool story. And we open up with the latest new music from Dwight Yoakam, Brighter Days. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. It's been so much fun. Thank you for the great calls. I still had some requests to go. Got some holdovers for next week, but not in the situation we were in the beginning of tonight's show where so many to get to from last week. And don't forget, next week, I am excited. You should be too. We're going to have one of the all-time rock and roll lead singer greats, one of the great vocalists of rock and roll, Joe Lynn Turner of Rainbow Deep Purple. There's about 30 other bands that you can name that he's sang with, but he's one of the best, and he's coming back to Courts in Session. It's going to be great. Next Thursday night at 8. Missed any part of the show? Well, you can catch it again in half an hour. Coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. You can catch a replay Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on WRCT. And again, live next Thursday night. Let's get back together then. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, reminding you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Keep it right here for Record Roulette, coming up next. Good night, Pittsburgh. I'm in no hurry, baby, time can wait, 'cause I don't want
This is Ebony Spectrum, and this week we're focusing on the Democratic National Convention. We have several cuts here for you, so we'd like for you to check them out.
DNC is featuring a number of Republicans this week in an effort to sway swing voters. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, former Congressman Adam Kinzinger, and former Trump administration official Olivia Troy will be speaking either today or tomorrow. Meanwhile, former Trump White House press secretary Stephanie Grisham and Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles spoke yesterday, slamming former President Trump.
Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers. On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth. He used to tell me, "It doesn't matter what you say, Stephanie. Say it enough and people will believe you." But it does matter. What you says matter, and what you don't say matters. When I was press secretary, I got skewered for never holding a White House briefing. It's because, unlike my boss, I never wanted to stand at that podium and lie. Now here I am, behind a podium, advocating for a Democrat. And that's because I love my country more than my party. Kamala Kamala Harris tells the truth, she respects the American people, and she has my vote.
I have a confession to make. I'm a lifelong Republican. So I feel a little out of place tonight, but I feel more at home here than in today's Republican Party. The grand old party has been kidnapped by extremists and devolved into a cult. The cult of Donald Trump. I have an urgent message for the majority of Americans who, like me, are in the political middle. John McCain's Republican Party is gone, and we don't owe a damn thing to what's been left behind.
So you're hearing from Republicans there, including that was Stephanie Grisham, who was the chief of staff to Melania Trump, White House press secretary as well, but saying that on January 6, 2021, she texted and produced the text, put it up on the screen, said, we need to say peaceful protests are fine, but no violence. We should put out a statement.
So she was asking Melania.
To do that, and Melania replied simply, no.
Wow.
So there you have it. So meanwhile, while Democrats were spreading that optimistic message about America yesterday and last night, former President Donald Trump delivering a dour speech, to put it mildly, about the state of the country as he sees it. At a sheriff's office in Howell, Michigan, Trump spent nearly an hour vilifying migrants and making false claims about crime under the Biden-Harris administration.
Just about every law enforcement group in the country has endorsed us, as you probably have heard. And there's a reason for that, because I believe in law enforcement. The other group doesn't. But you can't walk across the street to get a loaf of bread. You get shot, and you get mugged, you get raped. We will stop the plunder, rape, slaughter, and destruction of our American suburbs. I keep the suburbs safe. I stopped low-income towers from rising right alongside of their house, and I'm keeping the illegal aliens away from the suburb. In 2019, they had zero. Now you have thousands of terrorists coming into our country. Thousands of terrorists. These are the people that blew up the World Trade Center. Bad things will happen. They don't arrest people anymore. And they shouldn't arrest people for saying the election was rigged, but they like that. They go after guys like me, but they don't go after people that kill people.
Donald Trump's, of course, describing the plot of Fort Apache, the Bronx. It's a great movie. It is a great movie.
Great reference
too, but it bears absolutely no resemblance to what's happening right now.